From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. WRGB-TV is reporting the Greene County Sheriff's Office is welcoming Bolt, the newest member of the K-9 unit. Bolt is joining the department alongside K-9 Havoc and Haas, working as a drug-sniffing dog. Bolt will also be assisting their handler, who leads the Project Lifesaver program to locate missing people. Bolt, a Belgian Malinois, was named for Sergeant Michael Bolt of East Jewett, who died in 2019. Bolt retired from the department in 2017 after 20 years of service. And you can read the full story at CBS6Albany.com. The Times Union is reporting Cohoes City Court Judge Thomas Marcel issued an order February 3rd challenging the constitutionality of the state bail reform statuses. The action potentially sets up the first legal battle over the newly enacted law that removed judges' discretion to set cash bail for a defendant in order to guarantee their return to court. Marcel invoked the case of a man who has repeatedly failed to make court appearances in multiple counties, prompting the judge to issue bench warrants. Marcello issued a 12-page decision questioning whether the legislature had, and I quote, exceeded its authority by mandating that a court may never impose cash bail in non-qualifying offenses, even when it determines, based upon an individual assessment, that it is the least restrictive method to ensure a defendant's appearance, end quote. Assistant District Attorney Shanza Malik told Marcel that her office took no position on the issue. The man's attorney, Jessica Gorman, said, and I quote, "The law is the law," end quote. If Marcel sets bail, it would create the first test case involving a judicial order challenging the constitutionality of the state's bail reform statute. Marcel is a former Albany County attorney. Last year, his nomination for a federal judgeship was blocked by U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who cited Marcel's record on reproductive rights. Marcel withdrew his name from consideration for the federal bench. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. MidHudsonNews.com is reporting a year-old ruling that allowed deer to be fed on private property has been overruled by a new regulation issued by the State Department of Environmental Conservation. Retired Sullivan County Court Judge Frank Labuda, the author of the reversed order, said the new regulation is, and I quote, "constitutionally vague," end quote, because you can still plant an apple tree and feed deer any time, but you cannot buy apples at the market and feed them directly. The new regulation will result in deer starving to death, Labuda said. The retired judge believes the new regulation could be challenged in the court and overruled. Read the full story at MidHudsonNews.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for New York State of Politics. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo on February 3rd signed 10 bills into law intended to improve limousine safety in New York. The measures were proposed and passed in the wake of the 2018 limo crash in Schoharie that killed 20 people. The package includes bills that are aimed at taking limousines that fail inspection off the road, requires seatbelt use, the creation of a safety task force, and drug testing for prospective livery drivers. Assemblymember Angelo Santababra, a Democrat who represents the Mohawk Valley region, is urging the U.S. Congress and Senate leaders to pass similar legislation at the federal level to ensure the safety of passengers in every state. Santababra said, and I quote, "It's imperative we do all that we can to prevent another community from feeling this type of pain and loss. These changes are long overdue, and I'm glad the governor signed these safety measures into law to help keep New Yorkers out of harm's way." Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.